Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Checking farm news this morning. A federal court has granted preliminary approval to John Deere's proposed $99 million antitrust settlement involving farmer right to repair lawsuits. This clears the way for producers to review or challenge the agreement before final approval later this year. The court said the proposed agreement appears fair, reasonable, and adequate pending a final fairness hearing scheduled for October 29th. In addition to the $99 million fund for eligible farmers who paid authorized dealers for repairs since January of 2018, Deere agreed to provide farmers access to digital diagnostic and repair tools for large ag equipment for the next 10 years. Tyson Beef's antitrust settlement gets preliminary approval from a federal judge. It's the $82.5 million settlement between Tyson and direct purchaser plaintiffs in the long-running cattle and beef antitrust litigation pending in the U.S. District Court for the District of Minnesota. The court found the agreement fell within the range of possible approval and preliminarily determined it to be fair, reasonable, and adequate. Global meat conglomerate JBS, which was founded in Brazil and last year dual-listed its shares on the New York Stock Exchange, has issued plans to voluntarily follow U.S. rules for quarterly reporting starting with the current period ending June 3rd. JBS's notice to the market noted that, quote, it remains a foreign private issuer under applicable rules. Minnesota beef producers have rejected a proposed beef checkoff increase. The proposed 50-cent increase to the state beef checkoff followed a statewide referendum conducted by the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. 3,477 ballots were mailed to producers. Of eligible ballots returned, 380 opposed, 377 in favor. So the current beef checkoff assessment will remain at a dollar a head.
An update on efforts to expand domestic fertilizer production, short-term and long, at USDA headquarters Tuesday.
The Blue Point project in Louisiana. Within 45 days, we should see permitting wrapped up on this project to build a $3.7 billion ammonia plant, which, when opened, will become the world's largest ammonia plant. $80 million investment in Washington State under this program that was stalled was projected to produce 700,000 tons annually of hydrogen ammonia fertilizer. A $3.9 million project in Iowa will host a ribbon cutting this summer, specifically to work to expand domestic organic fertilizer production capacity through large-scale composting and nutrient processing.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We're taking a break, and I'll be right back with Morning Markets.